Good afternoon. Welcome to the Tuesday afternoon edition of the Chad Hastie Show Afternoon Podcast. I am Chad Hastie, host of the Chad Hastie Show, which you can hear on News Talk 790 KFYO, online at KFYO.com, and with that Radio Pup app, just download it for your iPhone, Android device. You can take the show wherever you may go. Tomorrow on the program, Larry Williams from Williams Brake, Tune, and Tire will be my guest. We'll take your automotive questions. Of course, we'll also be taking a look, not Larry Williams, but I will be taking a look at the government shutdown, the continuation of the battle over the government shutdown. And of course, this whole notion that all hell's going to break loose on Thursday if the debt ceiling isn't raised. You should know, I hope you know, that that actually will not happen. The government still has enough money to pay the interest on the loans and on the bills that it has to pay. If the government, for whatever reason, decides to default and not pay the interest on its bills, guess what? That's all up to the President of the United States. He would be the one who would do away with paying the bills. It would not be because the debt limit was not raised. But anyway, back to the government shutdown. This, according to the Washington Post, and as of this recording at around 3 o'clock this afternoon, GOP leaders nixing the medical device tax delay. House GOP leaders have stripped away the two-year delay of the medical device tax. Remember, Republicans have been going back and forth on this. They've been wanting to do away with the medical device tax. They have counted that as one of their big wins, even though really it wasn't. Well, guess what? Now they're doing away with it because they can't get any support on the Democratic side of things, and the White House doesn't support it, so they're getting rid of it. This from the Washington Post. The delaying measure, while popular, proved a stumbling block in negotiations because, in part, of President Obama's signature health care law line that the White House and Democrats did not want to cross in current negotiations. Obamacare funded in part by the medical device tax. The scrapping of the medical device tax delay was first reported by the National Review's Robert Costa. By the way, if you're not following Robert Costa on Twitter, you're doing it wrong. You need to be following him. This is, again, the back and forth over the shutdown battle. I do believe that you will see a deal hammered out by Thursday. Why? Because Republicans are already caving. They have been caving, I guess, since yesterday, but they will continue to cave because they don't really have a spine on this. And John Boehner really believes, and other Republicans as well, really believe that the American public will do away with the Republican Party, even though there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever that that would actually happen. Republicans are worried. Republicans are scared. Democrats know this. Democrats have them exactly where they want them. So watch for this to be settled fairly soon, probably by Thursday, and for Republicans to get no major win whatsoever. Now, what will happen after that? I think Republicans will be punished at the polls by Republican voters. Story from the Texas Tribune that we'll get into tomorrow on the program. Majority of Texas fast food workers on public assistance, 59%. Of frontline fast food workers in Texas rely on public assistance programs such as food stamps, Medicaid, to support their families, according to a new report released today. Nationally, more than half, 52%, of families of frontline fast food workers use at least one public assistance program, compared with a quarter of the total workforce, according to the report. Research was sponsored by the University of California in Berkeley, Center for Labor Research and Education in the University of Illinois. Quote, the report is a bit shocking, said one of its authors, who is also the co-chair of the Center on Wage and Employment Dynamics at UC Berkeley. One would think that they're the last line of defense for a small slice of workers, but this, the majority of workers. Some Texas restaurant owners, however, argue that many of their employees are younger workers and that jobs teach them the value of hard work and help fuel the economy. Of course, Democrats already seizing on this, calling McDonald's and other fast food places evil corporations because they're not paying their workers as much as they should, in Democrats' minds, be paying them. Of course, they don't realize the economics behind it. If you're going to pay everybody about, $10 an hour to flip a burger, which you need burger flippers. I'm not trying to bash you guys, but it's kind of a low-skill job, let's be honest. But you pay everyone $10, $12 an hour to flip a burger. Guess what's going to happen to the price of that burger? It's going to go up, which means less people will be buying your burgers, which means more people are going to get laid off or fired, or businesses will start closing. Democrats really don't think that about that, do they? No, of course not. It's just about fairness in their minds. Well, we'll talk about this on the show tomorrow, along with justices wrestling with affirmative action ban. Yeah, we talked about it a little bit on today's show. We'll get into a little bit more tomorrow. Now, also on the show tomorrow, I will be giving away, if you follow me on Facebook or on Twitter at Chad HD Radio, you probably know that just about every Thursday and days in between Thursdays, I like to go and hang out at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. And you've probably been wondering, what is this place? What is the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge? Well, it's a place where people, those of you who enjoy smoking cigars, you can go, you can sit down in nice leather chairs, leather couches, you can play pool, you can do, well, you can just kind of hang out, watch TV if you want to. You can do whatever you want, basically, at the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. You just relax, have a good time, and have a cigar. Now, it's a membership, and they have 6-month memberships and 12-month memberships, and you have to have a membership in order to get in and do all that kind of fun stuff. Now, they do have passes for you to check out the place. If you know a member, then you can always contact a member of the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge, and you can get in and check out the place. It's one of those places where you go with internet access so you can work if you need to. If you just want to go and play pool, you want to catch up with friends, you watch the big game on TV. It's just a place to go to enjoy a nice cigar. And you don't have to worry about people going, ah, the smell. Oh, I don't want to be around smoke. You don't have to deal with that. You go, you enjoy a cigar. It's fantastic. Tomorrow on the show, I will actually be giving away one pass. It's good for two people to get into one of the Thursday nights that we all go up to the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. It's called Cigar Thursdays, where a lot of people go. They hang out. They smoke cigars. It's your opportunity to kind of check out the lounge if you're interested in going up there and checking it out. I'll be giving away a pass on the show tomorrow. But here's what I want to do. For those of you who have hung in, you've listened to the podcast, send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. That's chad@kfyo.com. In the subject line, put Cigar Lounge, and I will choose one person. One person will win a day pass, or maybe not a day pass, but a pass to get in either this Thursday night or next Thursday night, whatever Thursday night you would like to get in, a Thursday night pass to the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge. So if you'd like to come on out, say hello, smoke a cigar, maybe enjoy a game of pool, maybe just chill out, work on your iPad, or just kind of hang out and do whatever you want, smoke a cigar, send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. I will select one person. I'll be in contact with you. But send me that email, chad@kfyo.com. And at the end of tonight, so you have until midnight, tomorrow morning I will actually pick somebody and you will win a pass for two people to the Noah Guy Cigar Lounge here in Lubbock, Texas. Send me those emails, chad@kfyo.com. We'll see you tomorrow for the Chad Hastie Show, weekday mornings, 8:30 to 11 on News Talk 790 KFYO.